Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Good evening and welcome to the Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to clear up a little confusion right off the bat before we start the program. This show airs at 5 p.m. each and every Sunday. That's 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Now, as you may or may not be aware, Arizona does not participate in Daylight Savings Time. This show always airs at 5 p.m. When the rest of the world changes their clocks, this show time will change depending where you are. Right now, we are on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time or 4 p.m. Pacific. When Daylight Savings Time goes back into effect in the spring, those times are going to change. So, just something to be aware of. The Vampire Radio website will always have the latest program lineup listings and details. All right, let's start the show. Once upon a time, an elephant was walking along when he saw a mouse trapped in a deep, dark hole. Wanting to help, he thought erotic thoughts until his willy grew so long it touched the bottom. The mouse was able to run all the way along it to freedom. The following day, the mouse saw the elephant stuck down the hole. He tried the same trick, but his willy was so small it didn't reach. So, instead, he found a black Porsche and a tow rope. He winched the elephant to safety and they lived happily ever after. The moral of the story? If you have a black Porsche, you don't need a big dick.
Yo, man, tell me something about me.
You masturbate more than anyone on the planet.
Oh, fuck, everyone knows that. Tell me something nobody knows.
When you do it, you're thinking about guys.
I will set down a tale. It may be history. It may be only a legend, a tradition. It may have happened. It may not have happened. But it could have happened. An employee for US Air who happened to have the last name of Gay got on a plane recently using one of his company's free flight programs. However, when Mr. Gay tried to take his seat, he found it being occupied by a paying passenger. So, not to make a fuss, he simply chose another seat. Unknown to Mr. Gay, another US Air flight at the airport experienced mechanical problems. The passengers of this other flight were being rerouted to various airplanes. A few were put on Mr. Gay's flight, and anyone who was holding a free ticket was being bumped. Airline officials, armed with a list of these freebie ticket holders, boarded the plane to remove the free ticket holders. Of course, Mr. Gay was not sitting in his assigned seat, as you may remember. So, when the ticket agent approached the seat where Mr. Gay was supposed to be sitting, she asked a startled customer, "Are you Gay?" The man shyly nodded that he was, at which point she demanded, "Then you have to get off the plane." Our Mr. Gay, overhearing what the ticket agent had said, tried to clear up the situation. You've got the wrong man. I'm Gay. This caused an angry third passenger to yell, "Hell, I'm Gay too. They can't kick us all off." Confusion reigned as more and more passengers began yelling that US Air had no right to remove gays from their flights. As far as we know, they are still on the tarmac fighting it out.
So you do anal? Is it true that chicks fart if you blast them in the ass?
Hello? Hi, Patrick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard here with Capital. How you doing today?
What's up, bitch?
What's that?
I said, what's up, bitch?
No, Rich, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to let you know that we're focused here in Portland, Oregon, in the energy sector with natural gas, crude oil, unleaded gas, and heating oil. We believe in about a week's time we will isolate a situation where a 100, 200% return in a 2 to 3 month time frame is very realistic in these markets here.
Are you serious, bitch?
Yeah, that's right. What, are you just so such a loser there that that's the only way you can talk? Is that right?
Yeah, bitch.
Or is it because you don't have any money? Do you sit there and act like a punk? Is that why you do that?
Yeah, that's it.
I guess you're at home during the day, so you must be sitting there just watching the Playboy Channel.
Yeah, how did you know?
I wish you had a girlfriend, I guess, something, right?
You're trying to sell me some crap over the phone, and you're calling me a loser? You're going to take innocent people's money, some crap. If it was so good, you would just invest all your money yourself. Why are you calling people?
What are you doing at home during the day? That's what I got to wonder.
I'm waiting for you to call.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got a string of little boys walking through your apartment, don't you?
Yeah. And your son is the first one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're real clever, aren't you?
Yeah.
I guess I'm just wasting my time with a guy who can't get out of his ass off the couch in the middle of the day, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Why don't you go back to the porno channel, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks, bitch.
Here's some quotes from some of America's most famous celebrities. Steven Seagal. Instead of getting married again, I'm going to find a woman I don't like and just give her a house. Jeff Foxworthy. The problem with the designated driver program, it's not a desirable job. But if you ever get sucked into doing it, have fun with it. At the end of the night, drop them off at the wrong house. Robin Williams. See, the problem is that God gives men a brain and a penis, and only enough blood to run one at a time. Marilyn Pittman. What do people mean when they say the computer went down on them? Bob Ettinger. Relationships are hard. It's like a full-time job, and we should treat it like one. If your boyfriend or girlfriend wants to leave you, they should give you 2 weeks' notice. There should be severance pay, and before they leave you, they should have to find you a temp. Paula Poundstone. My mom said she learned how to swim when someone took her out in the lake and threw her off the boat. I said, Mom, they weren't trying to teach you how to swim. Conan O'Brien. A study in the Washington Post says that women have better verbal skills than men. I just want to say to the authors of that study, duh. Linda Montgomery. Why does SeaWorld have a seafood restaurant? I'm halfway through my fish burger and realize, oh my goodness, I could be eating a slow learner. Roseanne. The day I worry about cleaning my house is the day Sears comes out with a riding vacuum cleaner. Johnny Carson. If life was fair, Elvis would be alive and all the impersonators would be dead. Paul Rodriguez. Sometimes I think war is God's way of teaching us geography. Jerry Seinfeld. My parents didn't want to move to Florida, but they turned 60, and that's the law. Warren Hutcherson. In elementary school, in case of fire, you have to go line up quietly in a single file line from smallest to tallest. What is the logic? Do tall people burn slower? Oscar Wilde. Bigamy is having one wife or husband too many. Monogamy is the same. Mae West. Marriage is a great institution, but I'm not ready for an institution yet. Mark Twain. Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress, but I repeat myself. A. Whitney Brown. Our bombs are smarter than the average high school student. At least they can find Kuwait. Robin Williams. Ah, yes, divorce. From the Latin word meaning to rip out a man's genitals through his wallet. Dave Barry. You can say any foolish thing to a dog, and the dog will give you a look that says, my God, you were right. I never would have thought of that. George Carlin. If you can't beat them, arrange to have them beaten. Drew Carey. Oh, you hate your job? Why didn't you say so? There's a support group for that. It's called Everybody. They meet down at the bar.
Ram and I died the day we realized we could never reveal our forbidden love to an uncaring and ununderstanding world. The joy we shared in each other's arms was greater than any touchdown, yet we were forced to live the lie of sexist, beer-guzzling jock assholes.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide,
no escape from reality.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
'Twas the night before payback, and all through the land, they're running like rabbits in Afghanistan.
Oh yeah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Osama's been praying, he's down on his knees.
Going badly, is it?
He's hoping that Allah will hear all his pleas.
You've only got yourself to blame.
He thought if he killed us, that we'd fall and shatter.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
But all that he's done is just make us a whole lot madder.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
We ain't yet forgotten our Marines in Beirut, and we'll kick your butt with one heavy boot. And yes, we remember the USS Cole and the lives of our sailors that you bastards stole. You think you can rule us and cause us to fear?
I'm not afraid.
You'll soon get the answer if you live to hear.
There is no escaping here!
And we ain't forgotten your buddy Saddam.
Asshole, dickwad.
And he ain't forgotten the sound of our bombs. You think that those mountains are somewhere to hide? They'll go down in history as the place where you died. Remember Gaddafi and his line of death?
Asshole!
He came very close to his final breath. So come out and prove it that you are a man.
You are a wuss, part wimp and part pussy.
'Cause our boys are coming and they have a plan.
Yeah!
They are our fathers and they are our sons. And they sure do carry some mighty big guns. They would have stayed home with children and wives, till you bastards came here and took all these lives. Osama, I write this especially for you.
Loser!
For airmail delivery by B-52. You soon will be hearing a thud and a whistle. Old Glory is coming, attached to a missile. I will not be sorry to see your butt go. It's red, white, and blue that is running this show.
Did you ever notice how in the Bible, whenever God needed to punish someone, or make an example, or whenever God needed a killing, he sent an angel? Did you ever wonder what a creature like that must be like? A whole existence spent praising your God, but always with one wing dipped in blood. Would you ever really want to see an angel?
Okay, don't forget that coming up in just 45 minutes on Vampire Radio is The Freak Show. The Freak Show stars Adam and also features Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. You can catch The Freak Show each and every Sunday right here on Vampire Radio at 6 p.m. Arizona time. Okay, well, we're halfway through the program, so we're going to take our break. Stay with us. We'll be right back after word from these sponsors.
www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch is an eclectic mix of vampiric content unparalleled on the internet. Vampire stories, poetry, reviews of vampire music and film, and vampire postcards are all features of www.shebitch.co.uk. Members receive special privileges, including access to erotic stories. A unique horror shop offers vampire posters, DVDs, video, and books. www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch. The place where internet vamps gather. The Graffiti Shop, the place to shop in Arizona for unique clothing, accessories, and apparel. The Graffiti Shop carries a huge selection of vinyl, jewelry, incense, footwear, and whatever paraphernalia you may require. Custom silk screening is also available. The Graffiti Shop is located at 414 South Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. Call 480-921-8821 for full product line and services offered. 480-921-8821. The Graffiti Shop, the place in Arizona to shop.
www.gothicgirl.com.
Web-based email, text chat, public message board, voice chat, gothic artwork.
www.gothicgirl.com.
Wicca information, astrology, ritual information, candle magic, magical recipes.
www.gothicgirl.com. Goth is what you make of it. What makes you goth?
Vampthangs.com. The ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com. An experience just waiting to happen.
Music for the next century. The Audio Realm. Internet Broadcasting Network.
Vampire Radio.
Welcome.2/loop. Loops, the monthly dark wave, shockwave, music zine digest. Each month, music industry news, synopsis, specially selected dark web beats, plus music reviews on various topics. Welcome.2/loop. Images, animation, sound effects, music news, all in an interactive CD-ROM style presentation. Requires the free Macromedia plugin to play. Welcome.2/loop. Harmonic Seduction by Cami Ellen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants.
Say, Timmy, what's wrong?
I'm afraid I'm going to explode, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody ever spontaneously explodes. My bad. Insufficient information can be devastating to a father and his son. They should have listened to The Freak Show every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Arizona Stupid Time here on www.vampireradio.com. It could save your life.
Welcome back to the Cancer Experience. Got a bunch more new material, so stay with us. A woman was helping her computer illiterate husband set up his computer, and at the appropriate point in the process, told him that he would now need to choose and enter a password. Something he would use to log on. The husband was in a rather amorous mood and figured he would try for the shock effect and bring this to his wife's attention. So, when the computer asked him to enter his password, he made it plainly obvious to his wife that he was keying in P-E-N-I-S. His wife fell off her chair laughing when the computer replied, "Password rejected, not long enough."
For you while you go and smoke crack in your bedroom and have sex with some guy I don't even know on my dad's bed.
alternative look at God and religion. Various quotes and proverbs taken from the Wilson's Almanac e-zine. A diagnostic is someone who doesn't know if there are two gods. Jesus saves, Allah forgives, Zulu thinks you'd make a nice sandwich. If God is watching us, the least we can do is be entertaining. I'm an agnostic pagan. I doubt the existence of many gods. Make God laugh. Plan for the future. A priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar. The bartender says, "What is this, some kind of joke?" When you do a good deed, get a receipt, in case heaven is like the IRS. Adam said to Eve, "I'll wear the plants in this family." And on the eighth day, God said, "Okay, Murphy, you take over." Blessed are the fundamentalists, for they shall inhabit the earth. Give me some of that old-time religion. Hail Zeus! If money is the root of all evil, why do churches want it so badly? Instant shaman, add one drum and beat slowly. Jesus loves you. Then again, so does Barney. Want a taste of religion? Fight a minister! The Bible tells us to love our neighbors, and also to love our enemies. Probably because, generally, they're the same people. The lion and the calf shall lie down together, but the calf won't get very much sleep. To you, I'm an atheist. To God, I'm the loyal opposition. On the sixth day, God created the platypus, and God said, "Let's see the evolutionists try and figure this one out." When did I realize I was God? Well, I was praying and suddenly realized that I was talking to myself. God is a comedian playing to an audience too afraid to laugh. If you freeze to death and end up in hell, wouldn't you be really comfortable some point along the way? If God is inside us, then I hope he likes fajitas, because that's what he's getting. Go thou and sin more creatively the next time. I found Jesus. He was behind the sofa all the time.
I like pain.
What else do you like?
Hot oil. Vacuum attachments.
Woman power. Take all American women who are within 5 years of menopause, train us for a few weeks, outfit us with automatic weapons, grenades, gas masks, moisturizer with SPF 15, preferably, Prozac, hormones, chocolate, and canned tuna. Drop us, parachuted please, across the landscape of Afghanistan, and let us do what comes naturally. Think about it. Our anger quotient alone, even when doing standard stuff like grocery shopping and paying bills, is formidable enough to make even armed men in turbans tremble. We've had our children. We would gladly suffer or die to protect them in their future. We'd like to get away from our husbands, if they haven't already left. And for those of us who are single, the prospect of finding a good man with whom to share life is about as likely as being struck by lightning. We have nothing to lose. We've survived the water diet, the protein diet, the carbohydrate diet, and the grapefruit diet in gyms and saunas across America, and we've never lost a pound. We can easily survive months in the hostile terrain of Afghanistan with no food at all. We've spent years tracking down our husbands or lovers in bars, hardware stores, or sporting events. Finding bin Laden in some cave will be no problem. Uniting the warring tribes of Afghanistan in a new government? Oh, please. We've planned the seating arrangements for in-laws and extended families at Thanksgiving dinners for years. We understand tribal warfare. Between us, we've divorced enough husbands to know every trick there is for how they hide, launder, or cover up bank accounts and money sources. We know how to find that money, and we know how to seize it, with or without the government's help. So women, let us go and let us fight. The Taliban hates women. Imagine their terror as we crawl like ants with hot flashes over the godforsaken terrain.
Fire those retro rockets, shoot the Fruton torpedoes, and, make us go that way.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Excuse me. I order you to undress and show me your thingies.
But, Captain, that violates intergalactic law, or something.
Number one, I order you to go take a number two.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The Bear, the Frog, and the Rabbit. Once upon a time, there was a frog who lived in a lake all by himself. He had been given special powers by a local witch. One day, he finally ventured out of the lake to get his first glimpse of the world outside. The first thing he saw was a bear chasing a rabbit, and so he called out to them and asked them to stop. He then said to them, "I am a magical frog, and since you are the first two animals I have ever seen, I am going to grant you both three wishes. You will each take turns using them, and you have to use them now." The bear, being greedy, went first. "I would like for every bear in the forest to be female except for me." A magical sound was heard, and then it was done. Then the rabbit said, "I would like a helmet." This confused both the frog and the bear, but after a magical sound, there was a helmet. It was the bear's turn again. "I would like for every bear in the neighboring forest to be female." There was a magical sound, and it was done. The rabbit went again. "I would like a motorcycle." Both the frog and the bear wondered why the rabbit didn't just ask for a lot of money with which he could buy himself a motorcycle. But after a magical sound, there was a motorcycle. The bear took his last wish. "I would like for all the bears in the entire world to be female, except for me." There was a magical sound, and then it was done. The rabbit then put on his helmet, started up the motorcycle, and said, "I wish the bear was gay." And then he took off like a bat out of hell.
"Only one has rejected me, and as fortune would have it, she is the only one who has ever mattered. This is why, at 21, I have determined to end my life. But first, one final conquest."
Okay, well, that ties up another show. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to this edition of The Cancer Experience. I am Cancer, your host, and I will be back next week with another all-new show with great content and material. I would like to thank Scarlett for doing voice work on this show, and I would also like to thank Nick Nivian and Smilin' Bandit. You can send your comments about this show to cancer@vampireradio.com. Also, be sure to check out the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com. for station details and program lineup and listings. Talk with you next week.